Remarks of the President, Batavia, New York, 10 October, 1952.
Thank you, Senator Lehman. It's a great privilege and a pleasure to be on this train riding through the greatest state in the nation. And when you can see the factories of this state gainfully employed, and then you see the surrounding area where the homes have been built, we only have to say it's 20 years of progressive legislation. Ladies and gentlemen, and the children of Batavia, I now present to you the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoyed my stop here very much in 1948, and I'm glad to be back. I'm here, if you don't know, I'm here campaigning for the Democratic ticket. I've enjoyed meeting your local candidates. I hope you will support them and vote for them. For Senator John Cashmore, you make a fine colleague for Governor Lehman, who is one of the best senators in the Senate. And for Congress, Richard Judson. For President, we have a very able man, Adlai Stevenson. He's the best new leader to come along since Franklin Roosevelt. Like Roosevelt, Stevenson has been a fine progressive governor of one of our greatest states. And like Roosevelt, Adlai Stevenson is a real friend of the plain everyday man. John Sparkman is his running mate. He's the same kind of a man. He's a true progressive, a real friend of the farmer and of labor, always fighting for the people. These are the men you can trust to understand your problems and to work for your interests. I have here a copy of the Batavia Daily News for September the 12th. It was sent to me the other day, and on the front page is a news story that interests me very much. The headline says, Production Workers in Demand. Area Manufacturing Plants Report Jobs Unfilled. Then the article says, Batavia area industries are in urgent need of manpower. Production and factory workers are in top demand in Batavia. Now that's fine. That's what I like to see. That shows that our full employment policy is working. And my friend, it is working not only here, it's working all over the country. The Republicans have been going around saying that all this is artificial, this prosperity we have. They say it's all because of the defense effort. Otherwise, hear them talk, we'd be having a depression right now. Well, that just isn't so. We were enjoying prosperity to the greatest ever in the first half of 1950, and before we had the biggest defense, now that is before we had this big defense effort. Our prosperity is a lot more solid than the Republicans would have you think. It is solid because for 20 years, the people have had a government that believes in prosperity and full employment. Take our Social Security program, our minimum wage law, our policy of encouraging workers to organize and bargain collectively with their employers. These things help greatly to boost the incomes of the working people. By our policy toward the working man, we have helped build up the markets of the farmer and the businessman. By our progressive farm program, we have helped the farmer to increase his income, so that he can be a consumer of the products that the city workers make. These are the ways we keep our prosperity strong and healthy and growing all the time. Now the Republicans have never understood this. All they can think of is profit. And it never occurs to them that the way to make more profits is by building up the buying power of the people. The Republicans in Congress have fought and hampered almost every measure we have devised to help the working people. They fought Social Security. They fought minimum wages. They fought the Wagner Act. They even fought and voted against the full employment bill we passed in 1946. You see, in 1946, we still had a Democratic Congress. That is before that terrible 80s Congress came in. Now, you working people here, I give you fair warning. The Republicans in Congress, the old guard who run the party, have always stood and voted against your interests, and they're taking the same stand today. Read their party platform. Read the speeches of their five-star candidates, or better still, read what Senator Taft says the candidate believes in. Then you'll know the Republicans are still the same as always, and no friends of the ordinary man. New farmers around here, don't think you can stand by while the Republicans put the squeeze on the working people. I'm told that 4/5 of the farmers around here participate in our agricultural conservation program. Well, did you know that just this last year, a big majority of the Republicans in Congress voted to cut out 3/4 of the funds for that very program? Of course you didn't know it. The kept press won't tell you about it. If you don't read the congressional records, you never do find out what goes on in Congress. The Democrats saved the money this time, but what do you think will happen next year if the Republicans grab off the Congress and the White House, too? You better find out about the people who represent you down in Washington. You better think about who is for you and who is against you. You better realize that the farmers and the workers are on the same side of the fence, no matter what the Republican orators may tell you. And you better go and vote for the party that has always looked after the farmer and the worker and all the plain people. And that's the Democratic Party. Think of your own interests when you go to the polls. Now, you are the government. You are the government. And when you don't vote in your own interest and you don't vote for progress in this country, you're just injuring yourselves. Now, I want to say to you young people, you better do a little studying for the future, because it's going to be your turn to run this government pretty soon. You better find out what it means to go forward instead of trying to turn the clock back to William McKinley. You look out for your own interest. You'll go home and tell your mama and papa to vote the Democratic ticket and keep the country safe another 4 years.